Live from the Tan Talk Studios, it's the best in British.
They're great!
It's the boys from England!
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the Best in British. It's the Duke here doing his thing as normal on a live Monday afternoon. And, of course, we have, as always, our special guests, British Bob and Candice Be For Real. Good afternoon to you both. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Good afternoon to you all.
Good evening, Great Britain, as you simulcast with us. Join your work hours of 5 to 6 in the evening.
Any thoughts on the news there? Anything that you want to add to that?
I have, actually. This thing about starting spring on the 1st of March, it happens to be St. David's Day. But the 21st of March used to be spring, Candice. Just like it is over here.
Just like here.
It's to do with the lunar cycle.
Who decided
to change
it?
So how can you change that?
Who decided to change it?
Well, I don't know. We've got to. Is it governmentalist or what?
I don't know, to be honest
with you. Well, we did things like, I mean, Easter's late this year, and 6 weeks beyond Easter is what we call Whitsun, which is a religious thing, 6 weeks. However, 6 weeks quite often was falling into early June, and they brought out the spring bank holiday, which is the last Monday in May.
All right.
And that's the last holiday before the summer. But why the 1st of March, I have no idea.
Maybe we'll do some more research. All right, well, on for the music. The first song for today, another British band, of course, from the 80s, Human League, and a great song, which is called Fascination. We'll be right back.
Looking, learning, moving on.
the best in British.
When you go out to dinner, are you tired of the same old? At the Cricketers in Dunedin, taste the difference from our extensive menu and get fine dining experience at an affordable price. Yes, tasty, wholesome food, freshly prepared and served piping hot. Cricketers of Dunedin are open every day from 11:30 a.m. and we're located in the Causeway Plaza, corner of Curler Road and Alternate 19. It's the obvious choice for your next meal, and it's the perfect place to be. Call 727 736 1322.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Hey, good afternoon, welcome. It's the Best in British, as we say. We're live here on the Tantalk Radio Network. It's the Duke doing the thing today. Good afternoon. Thank you truly for being with us today. What a great song from the 80s there with Human League. And, of course, don't forget, every Friday down at the Cricketers, we have the 80s show. It's sometimes I'm there doing a thing, but normally we have a guy called Willie. DJ Willie. We could not use that word in England, which is interesting. If he said something like, Give Willie a hand? No, it wouldn't work, would it, Bob?
No, you couldn't do that at all.
All right, okay.
Innuendo's the same.
My imagination is running away with me on that one.
Well do.
But if you want an if you want an explanation, Candice, I'll give it to you later, all right?
Today's show, by the way, is sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. We're located on the corner of Alternate 19 and Curler Road. Just behind McDonald's, you see a little white picket fence. That's the Cricketers. It's open every day from 11:30, so come and give us a shot. It's a lovely place. Candice.
Well, let me ask a question. Now, we are getting into the Easter season, and I know that here in the United States, it's a big, fun, family-filled event and things to do like hard cooking and coloring eggs for Easter. Do they do that in the UK?
No, we go down the pub.
You get into the pub for your pickled eggs. Well, anyway, I know a lot of times people will hard-boil the eggs and color them and then let them sit out overnight, and they think that because the egg is cooked that it is a it's okay because the egg is cooked and that it should by cooking it have killed any bacteria. But realistically, that is a myth. It is much better, unless you're going to eat that hard cooked egg within 2 hours of having cooked it and colored it, it should be placed in the refrigerator
because, get out of here.
Yes, because there could be a minute crack in the shell that you don't even see. Salmonella, as we all know, is a big issue with eggs and chicken. And but you can protect yourself by thoroughly cooking the egg and then placing it in the refrigerator, and that does help cut down on bacteria growth.
So another myth blown away.
That's another myth blown away. So mommies and daddies out there, hard cook your eggs, but put them in the fridge when you're done.
There you go.
Or you can go out and buy Cadbury's cream eggs, you see.
Yes, now that's even better. You don't have to worry about
cooking
those.
And you do have
those.
Them over here, I know.
Just have to eat them, that's all.
Just eat them, yum, yum.
Yeah, we did egg hunts, but it wasn't really real eggs. It was chocolate eggs, or, you know. We went around. Collect your basketball.
We have some interesting things on the show today. Some information, well, specifically British, because we're going to be talking about UFOs a little later on, because part of Britain has become almost like the capital of Europe anyway as far as sightings. So Bobby's going to talk about that later on. Also, interesting that alcohol drinking trends. Apparently, per capita, alcohol consumption in the US grew just 1%. From 1999 to 2004, according to the Euromonitor. In some countries, the trend is negative, except for the UK. Surprise, surprise. Where alcohol consumption rose by 5% from 1999 to 2004. And by comparison, consumption fell 6% in France and 8% in Germany. Interesting information.
I think the increase in Britain is largely to do with the fact that pubs can open over a period of time, 12 hours in, 24 hours, and choose their own hours. On the other hand, the reason why France and Germany should reduce their consumption is because they drank too much to start with years ago.
All right, okay.
Yeah, look who's criticizing drinking too much.
He's a reformed man, you know, he's reformed.
Oh,
I'm not so sure about Gordon. How you doing, Gordon?
Hey!
What's going down?
Well, I had another run-in with the law!
Oh, no.
Again?
I was on the good side! Don't get so excited.
I can't help it.
We were getting all kinds of visions there again of that smoking that marijuana and being caught naked.
No. Well, you want to know what happened?
Go on.
Well, I was waiting outside the bank for Bertha to get my Social Security money. And this kid comes up and says,
"Hey, old man, give me all your money."
I stood up out of my chair and I said, listen, punk, I don't have time for you. I gotta go home and take a nap. And he rushed me.
He did what, you?
He came at me.
Oh, he
came.
And then what?
Then what, yeah.
Well, I recall the little judo I learned back in the army. And I flipped him over.
Oh, my goodness.
Punk.
You flipped him over. Yeah.
Then I ran over his neck with my wheelchair.
Oh, dear.
And kept him there until security came out.
And did they handcuff you?
Why would they handcuff me?
Well, they have to take precautions, don't they? You could be a violent wheelchair person.
No, no, no. It was self-defense, I claim. Self-defense. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, dear. Poor old Gordon. You do get yourself in a mess sometimes, don't you? What happened then? Exactly how did you get into this situation? Were you just sitting there minding your own business?
And just minding my own business. With my hand down my pants, but hey, I was still just by there, just sitting there. Punk.
So what?
Give me your money. You'll give him something.
So where was your nurse?
She was inside getting my money. I was at the bank. I don't like to go inside. It's too stuffy.
I got you. Yeah, I understand that. Well, Gordon, I'm sorry to hear that. You do get
don't
yourself...
Don't be sorry. Oh, right. I told him a thing or two.
Oh, dear. You never know what to say, do you?
No, he sounds like a real take-charge man, though, doesn't he?
I'm a take-charge man. I'll show you something, too, little girl.
I tell you what, if you're a take-charge man, take charge of that wheelchair and we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, where's the old man at?
I don't know whether he's listening or not. Are you listening, Bob? He's talking to you.
Oh, I'm so, totally.
Yeah,
mesmerised by this next item we're going to do.
He's on another planet.
Yes,
as always.
He's just full of nothing, isn't he?
He's been taking his medicine again this morning. That's what's doing it.
Is that what they're calling that now?
Yeah.
Where can my daily call it whiskey?
Gordon, doesn't help the fact that my headset's going on and off in one ear. So
what's wrong with your head?
My head's screwed on all right, don't worry.
It's like a hair, that's the problem.
I know.
Yeah, that's right. Old Bob.
I'm going to take a nap.
Listen, we got to go, buddy. Oh, dear. We got to go.
Yep.
We will see you next week. Thanks so much for being on the show today. And sorry to hear about your little confrontation with a thug or whatever you call him. But at least you got the better of him. And I can't wait to see the photographs of the wheelchair tread over his
really?
Neck. All right, Gordon, catch you next week. Take care, mate. He's gone. He's disappeared.
He's disappeared, hasn't he?
All right, we've got to go on with the next song, otherwise we're going to be out of time again. You listen to The Best in British. We're here every Monday live, and straight on with the next song. Another one from the 80s. Don't forget, we have the 80s showdown at the Cricketers every week. And this is a great one from Bananarama.
British Bob, a man on a mission to serve the Duke. One tooth, one hair, many drinks. We can rebuild him. The Best in British.
Announcing a brand new menu that's bigger than ever at the Cricketers of Dunedin. It's the real British pub and restaurant serving their very best homemade food, and it's freshly prepared from scratch. Our new extensive menu includes sandwiches, mouth-watering appetizers, dinners to die for, and delicious desserts. And to complement your eating experience, try a drink from our liquor bar. Open from 11:30 every day in the Causeway Plaza, corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Welcome back indeed. You're listening to the Best in British, sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. That's located on the corner of Curlew Road and Alternate 19. Try them out. They're open from 11:30 every day of the week. It's a great place. Lots of homemade food, a full liquor bar, and something like 19 different beers to be tried.
That's right. Half of those, of course, imports. Some of the popular ones like Boddington's and Bass are there, and Newcastle Brown.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time for news. Time for sport, I should say. It's the bottom of the hour. It's 12:30 or there or around. So let's move straight on.
This is the Best in British Sport Report, a review of Britain's sports stories. And here is your host, the Duke.
All right, first of all, the soccer results from the Carling Premier and League Divisions. Of course, and also we have... I can't even read my own writing here. We will be following that up with a little bit of sport news as well. So, on with the sport results from the Carling... the Carling, the Barclays Premiership League. On Sunday, Man City scored 2, Sunderland 1, Tottenham 3, Blackburn 2. In the Premiership on Saturday, Aston Villa 1, Portsmouth 0, Fulham 0, Arsenal 4, Liverpool 0, Charlton 0, Middlesbrough 1, Birmingham 0, Newcastle 3, Bolton 1, West Brom 1, Chelsea 2. Keeps them happy, our English barbacos. West Ham 2 and Everton 2. In the Coca-Cola League Championship, Burnley 0, Reading 3, Cardiff 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Crystal Palace 1, Leeds 2, and my favourites, Leicester City 3, Hull 2, Millwall 2, Luton 1, Norwich 2, Stoke 1, Plymouth 1, Brighton 0, Queen's Park Rangers 0, Wolverhampton 0, Southampton 1, Coventry 1, and finally Watford 2, Derby 2. So there's the results from the league over in the UK at the moment. On with a little bit of news, varying news today. What have we got? England draw after a frantic finish. Bit of cricket news here, folks, for all of you interested in cricket. England and India draw the first test after an exciting final session in Nagpur. The Indian captain, Rahul Dravid, says his team left their onslaught too late as the first test against England ends in a draw. Yeah, good old England. They're doing the best with their old cricket, you know. Normally they get slaughtered by India, but no. Bit of golf news. England's Simon Dyson shoots a final round 67 in the Indonesia Open to claim his first European Tour victory. On to boxing. Anybody saw HBO over the weekend would know the outcome of this one, but Joe Calzi unifies the title. So Calzi outboxes Jeff Lacey, who's an American, to unify the WBO and the IBF super middleweight title. Good old Joe. And finally, a bit of snooker. Stephen Lee beats the world champion Sean Murphy to win the Welsh Open in Newport.
There
we go. Bob, as a Welshman, snooker. We don't remember any of the names. All we remember is the old names, isn't it?
Who's
Stephen Lee?
Wasn't it?
Who's Sean Murphy?
No idea.
Oh, well.
Griffiths used to be the world champion in Wales, actually. In fact, the country. But he took the championship. I'm going back now to the 70s.
Teddy Griffiths.
But fortunately, the game of snooker hasn't changed. It's still enticing. No one can understand it unless you play it.
Great game.
But if you play pool down at the cricketers, right, try and snooker them. That's the way I would.
Yes.
If you can't see the object ball, you can't get it in.
Some people call it snookered for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just...
There's other derogative terms which you won't use, but I don't like. They call it nigger pool, which is stupid.
All right. Later in the show, around 3 minutes to one, we have just a rundown of the news again and also weather in the UK. So that will be coming up a bit later on. But it's over to Bobby now.
Okay, events happening in cricketers this coming week. Always something happening. Now, tomorrow night we have Bluegrass Adjustment, a real good bluegrass band. They originally hail from the original country of bluegrass, of course, Tennessee and Kentucky areas. And they're down at the cricketers from 8:30 onwards, right the way through to close. Absolutely a great night. Now, Jan, your favourite night happens on Thursday.
Thursday evenings, yes.
Well, we start
it is.
Off with solo guitar at 5:30, but yes. The dinner people, the dinner crowd. And then what happens then?
Oh, then the DJ cranks up and gets ladies' night going.
Yeah, half-price
yes.
drinks for the
half
birds.
Half-price
drinks.
Actually,
drink.
Yeah, it's actually going to be 150 drink wells and 150 domestics. So whatever
well,
they want,
even better.
They're only going to pay 150 no matter what throughout the night.
Oh, my.
And you're going to charge the men double. It's well, a great night, but of course yes. the music's provided by DJ Willie, and that'll be rocking and rolling all the
a
way
hand
through.
For Willie!
That's right. And of course on Friday we go through to our 80s night. That's a really great night with 80s music all the way through, with 80 cents drafts, 80 cents shooters, and lots of bargain deals at the bar with food and drink and so forth. And it rock and rolls as well. Now next Tuesday, a week tomorrow, I'm planning the Full Moon Piscean Party.
All right.
And that's if you're Piscean, you come along with your special person, and we party down.
And if you're not?
Well, if you're a Libran like you, you're invited.
Oh, good. Nice. Thank you. I wasn't sure
yeah,
there for a minute.
Yeah, me neither for a minute.
I did an experiment, actually, that Pisceans are actually probably the most sociable of the 12 zodiacs. And a couple of nights ago, I was ordaining a lady who was 96 years of age. She was a Piscean, of course. And I just happened to say, how many more Pisces are there in the pub? And 20 hands went up.
Oh, my, that's amazing.
So we're all out partying now for the next few weeks.
What I want to know is, you know, you're insulting the other 11.
Yes.
What's going on with that, Bob?
Well, compatible with the Pisces will be Capricorns, Taurians, and, of course, the polar opposites will be Virgo.
So next Tuesday, a Piscean party. So if you've got a birth sign, Pisces. Yep. Go down to the cricket.
It's actually the 14th, and it's a Tuesday, and it happens to be the full moon as well, which will make us even more crazy.
Oh, dear.
And don't forget, a week on Friday is St. Paddy's Day. We've got green beer. We've got Guinness specials. We've got Killian specials. And there's no cover charge on all these events. And that's an interesting point, Duke. Most bars are putting a surcharge on their drinks. They will give you a 10-ounce drink in a plastic cup for $5. You're going to get a 20-ounce beer on imports for $5. In
how
a glass.
Can you beat that?
The other thing
glass.
To remember,
you
know,
can't beat that.
You go to a lot of places, you buy a couple of beers, you start to get into the mood, you're paying a low price, then suddenly the live music comes on and you're paying double the price. And because now you're a bit oiled, you don't even notice.
Right until you get your bill, and then yeah. it's like, then what? Excuse me?
So there's no cover charge. We have Emmett the Piper travelling through sometimes over the... several times over the evening, piping us in with the Irish Piper.
Of course, that's St. Paddy's night. Yeah, that's going to be a crazy night.
Not this Friday, the Friday after. Friday it's going after. To start actually at 12 o'clock all the way through the afternoon with corned beef and cabbage, Irish stew, green beer, Guinness specials,
green wings,
specials,
green wings. Monster wings. We're going to call them the Hulk wings.
Yeah, we could do
there
that.
You go.
The green wings, yeah. That
sounds
works.
Like that's going to be a lot of fun.
But anyway, yeah, no cover charge, all invited down. No reservations, of course, but you just walk in, walk out, and travel around and do your own thing.
Thanks, Bob. I'm going
to... No doubt we'll be playing Irish music on our sound system.
Oh, I think we
when
will.
When the Piper's not there.
We will.
The Clancy
we will.
Brothers and...
We need some leprechauns.
As far as I'm concerned, you too. That's the band for me. All right. I'm going to upset a few people. Probably a lot of people, but I don't care. Attention, men. Attention, women. Listen in. Men's rules. These are the ones that women should know, but for some reason, avoid it. Here we go. Eyes down, look in. Women, learn to work that toilet seat. You're a big girl. If it's up, put it down. We need it up, you need it down. You don't hear us complaining about it, you leaving it up or leaving it down, do you? What's the big deal? Rule number one. Rule number two. Birthdays, Valentines and anniversaries are not considered by us to be opportunities to see if we can find the perfect present. Again.
Why not?
Just going back to the toilet.
We're men.
Just going back to the toilet thing, I wind the girls up because I put the seat down, but I also put the lid down as well.
Well, so that's really being polite.
You've got to do something to lift the lid.
Here's one for Ed. Sundays equals sports. It's like the full moon or the changing of the tides. Just let it be. Mm-hmm. Why do people just... All right. Here's another one. Women, don't cut your hair. Ever. Long hair is always more attractive than short hair. One of the big reasons guys fear getting married is that married women always cut their hair. And by then, you're stuck with her.
How about the men who don't have any hair?
Yeah, all right. Let's not talk about that.
Okay, then. That's you.
We're not resorting to toothpaste.
A couple more and then we'll move on, all right? What have we got here? Most guys own 3 pairs of shoes at the most. What makes you think we'd be any good at choosing which pair out of your 30 shoes that you want that wants to go with the dress? I mean,
I think they do have a different problem, though, don't they? I mean, they're more color coordinated,
right? And
if they're wearing a blue dress, they're not. And they could get away with black or white shoes, but they're not going to wear pink with blue.
But keep in mind too that.
So why do they ask us? We have no idea.
I'll tell you why. Because not only do women dress for themselves, but they dress for people who are looking at them, which in most cases you hope is a man.
All right, okay. I can live with that one.
Okay,
all right.
See?
Come to us with a problem only if you want help solving it. That's what we do. As men, that's what we do. Sympathy is what your girlfriends are for.
And finally,
until next week anyway, when I'll give you a few more. A headache that lasts for 17 months is a problem. See your doctor. All right, that's me for today.
Or perhaps it should be the lawyer.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in trouble, whatever, anyway. You're listening to The Best in British. We're sponsored by the incredible Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. Good afternoon. I truly thank you for being listening to us today on the Tantalk Radio Network. And we're here every week, of course, with lots of silly stuff, predominantly British. All right, time to go on for the next song, another 80s song. Don't forget, we have the 80s showdown every Friday. So we'll see you then, all right? Right back after this.
My name is Bill Clinton. Not only did I not have sex with that woman, I listened to the Best in British.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
Hello, here we are, Best in British, of course, live every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in today. I do appreciate you listening to the show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Jan?
Oh, I'm very much enjoying it. And just a little word to the wise here, now that we're getting into the warmer weather and people are tending to do more barbecuing outside on their grills, hamburger being one of the most popular dishes people make on their barbecue grill, it's just really, really wise to cook those little hamburgers to be well done, because unfortunately there's a bacteria called E. coli, which can make people very, very sick. And if the meat is not cooked to the proper temperature, which is very, very serious illness to get if you don't cook it carefully and thoroughly. So keep a good mind. Make sure that when you're making your little hamburgers and cooking for your family or yourselves, that any meat, chicken, ground beef, any sort of steaks, anything, be cooked with a proper meat thermometer to make sure that they're done well.
See, what an informative show we are. We just explain these things. We tell people. We care. We look after them, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We want our audience to listen to us again next week.
Yeah.
You must be a good cook at home, I think.
So,
think?
Penny, yes. If you're listening, just be careful when you're out in that barbie, all right?
Right. Hi, Penny.
All right. Bob.
Yes, indeed. What do we have? Oh, yes, some great news from Britain at the moment. Before that, we want to talk about the fact that early bird specials, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Besides lunch menu, the early birds also go throughout the afternoon till 4:30 down at the Cricketers. All start at $3.99. It's a great deal.
Let's give you an idea of some of the things that you can actually get on the menu for lunch. We have Cricketers Melt. It's the most expensive, $7.99. Chicken Philly Wrap at $5.99. Turkey Reuben, Turkey Melt, Corned Beef Hoagie, Roast Beef Toasty. Oh, that is so good. These are all new.
Yeah, oh, popcorn with a nice big side of English chips, English fries.
Yep, popcorn shrimp, and the most popular so far is fish in a basket at $6.99, and that is great.
Yeah,
I tell you, listen, folks, if you've never tried the Cricketers food, you have got to come down and give it a go.
That's fantastic.
But the British people out there, popcorn shrimp is commonly known in Britain as a prawn.
Which could be described as a prawn as well, Bob, from time to time.
You have prawn and chips in Britain. You go to the pub and you get prawn and chips in a basket, and it's like a bar snack. You know?
Oh, that sounds good.
It's something you nibble on with your pint of beer.
Right.
And the ladies used to drink port and lemon in those days.
And everything is made to order at Cricketers.
All the girls had baby sham. Baby sham. Still around.
I guess it probably is, yeah.
Baby sham and Britvic. Cherry Britvic. Britvic Cherry? I'm not sure what it's called. Go ahead.
Oh, dear boy. Once he gets going, it's like one of these little toys that you wind up. You can't stop him, you know? Bless him. So lunch specials start at 12 noon till 4:30 p.m. at the Cricketers, located on the corner of Curler Road, Alternate 19, behind McDonald's in the Carsway Plaza. So there you go. All right. Bit of news from Huddersfield, I believe, or somewhere around there.
Well, Yorkshire.
West Coast, North Yorkshire.
Yeah, Yorkshire, as you know, Candice, is actually the northwest corner of Britain, actually, before you get to Scotland's Yorkshire. Very big county, actually. And it's a hot spot, apparently, for UFO sightings. There's an eight-mile stretch along the coast from Scarborough to Filey, which is a seaside resort. And apparently it's the biggest hot spot for UFO tourism, where people actually go there just to see sightings.
Really?
And further inland, there's a bigger area at Leeds and Heckmondwike, where it's just the biggest sightings of UFOs in Great Britain for over the years. And how this information comes about is the Freedom of Information Act. After 20 or 30 years, the government has to release these findings. And one of the local newspapers, the Huddersfield Examiner, picks up on this. And these are all sightings which the government and its forces cannot explain. And these are cigar-shaped, and some look like a glowing jellyfish, apparently. But people go out there. You remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yes.
When people went out in the country just to watch the UFOs go by? Well, this is what's happening here.
I think it would be worth taking a trip to the UK just to see this.
Just to see
this. I'm fascinated.
It's interesting, because they're saying there's been over like 80 sightings of UFOs over the past year.
And I'm very much fascinated by the thought.
Oh, me
UFOs.
Too.
Extraterrestrials.
The amazing thing is, as you say, Bob, the government have released, with this Freedom of Information Act, information And out of, obviously, the many sightings that are made, they've now revealed that, what is it, four or six particular occurrences cannot be in any way proven as to, you know, that it's something else. It is really an unidentified flying object. And would you believe my phone is ringing in?
That's another unidentified flying object.
Now, the other interesting thing, Candice, is that with all this UFO sighting situation, there's more and ever-increasing abductions taking place off the planet Earth. And someone's come up with the idea of a UFO dog tag.
So this is the present for someone that has everything.
That. Yes.
If you get lost in space,
yes,
right,
lost in space.
The aliens can look at this dog tag, which and it's not written in English, actually. It's written in some galactic form that they can understand, and they know where to send you back to Earth.
Oh, my.
That would be an interesting thing, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Yes, I would think so.
Apparently, it came from a Pioneer 10 space mission that used a gold plaque attached to the craft to inform any extraterrestrials of its earthly origin. So if it got lost, they could send it back.
Kind of sounds like something out of the X-Files, if you ask me.
The ultimate present, hey?
Right, right. Yes, or maybe one of those little transmitters put in the back of your neck or something, to like a microchip to track
you.
Yeah,
something. You're getting lost now in all this too. All right, folks, you're listening to The Best in British. We're sponsored by the Cricketers Pub and Restaurant. It's time for our last song today and another one from the 80s to celebrate or commemorate our 80s show down at the Cricketers every Friday evening. This one from, what can you say, probably one of the most talented guys out there, Phil Collins. We'll be right back.
I feel so good if I just say the word.
They say I'm fat, maybe a little overweight. It's because I like to eat at the Cricketers. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Best in British.
My thanks to Bill Clinton for putting his contribution to the show today. I do appreciate that, Bill. Nice to know that the English-American relationships are still there. Welcome back. It's the Best in British. We have around 7 minutes to go before we finish today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. What have we got? That, of course, was another sound from the 80s with Phil Collins. What a great guy. Oh, yeah. So just to remind you, down at the Cricketers, every Thursday we have Ladies' Night with $1.50 drinks all night for them. Unfortunately, guys, you've got to pay full price. And on Friday, we have 80-cent shooters, 80-cent drafts for everyone.
And 80s music.
And 80s music. So,
guys, don't be worried about paying full price because, you know, you're going to meet all these wonderful birds.
Oh, all the talent down at the Cricketers.
And there's some good music going along as well at the same time. So it's a jolly evening.
There we go. All right, we've got to talk a little bit about, very briefly before we finish today, with the findings about this issue of... carcinogenic, what is it, in the water in England?
Well, actually, the news comes from Britain. The food safety standards have been found that it's actually carcinogenic elements have been found in soft drinks. Of course, the main element of soft drinks is water. And some years ago, we found that Perrier water, which is probably the most successful and popular water ever, found that they had benzene in it. And all of a sudden, the big revelation comes around now that benzene has been found again in bottled water. The culmination was years ago, Candice, is that Perrier, back in the 70s, took off every one of their bottles off the shelf, broke them all, smashed them all.
Oh.
They had a very famous green bottle design.
Yes, I recall that.
And the only way they could satisfy consumers' demands was to ensure that it would never be in circulation again is redesign the whole label. And the whole label was off for a year.
Now, the carcinogenic is benzene, and that's produced by, or the cause of having benzene within fizzy drink is the carbonation and the preservatives that they put in, and this can cause benzene gas to be produced.
I always thought benzene was a diesel fuel. Though. I mean,
diesel. Well, it is. All right, Bob. Interesting, you know, that not only do the UK don't monitor bottled water, but the US don't particularly either. You know, it would seem that even in England and the same in the US. There are far more stringent rules laid down for drinking water that comes out of your tap than there is that comes out of a bottle.
So all these people selling spring water, right, they can pull the water out of the spring, right?
Yes.
And all they've got to do is satisfy the authorities, which is not the regular people.
FDA here.
Okay, that the water is not pure, but free of chemicals.
Right, and that it came from the source they're saying. It came from the spring.
And the water is...
On the other hand, of course, the EPA control water quality here for the taps. So it makes things a bit strange to me.
Yes. Probably better off drinking Dunedin City Best, really.
Dunedin City Best,
but it doesn't look as fancy, you know.
Yeah. I've never actually had a problem about local water, to be honest, anywhere, you know. I drink out of the tap freely.
Well, the baby boomers and the Generation X, they like to walk around with their fancy water bottle. And
of course, while this is happening, all the water manufacturers will be clapping their hands.
But I can speak for personal knowledge that many times those water bottles will be filled from the tap at home.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
All right, we got about, 2 minutes to go before. Anything else you need to add before I read the news and the weather today?
Total silence.
Yes. Oh, but here, let me read this.
Go on.
The soft drinks industry has known for 15 years that the preservative sodium benzoate can produce benzene if mixed with ascorbic acid, which, by the way, is more commonly known as vitamin C.
How about that?
So it's really not so bad.
If it's mixed correctly.
It's good for you.
Just a footnote on the extraterrestrial thing. Don't forget, Britain was and still is the most famous area for corn circles, which will start appearing in this autumn when the corn starts.
What a load of baloney that is.
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Well, the prolific area was the southwest, actually, because they grow a lot of corn there. But, you know, the corn circles, I certainly believe in them, you know.
Yes. You know? Fascinating.
All right, well, a couple of final things before we read the news then. This week, British singer-songwriter James Blunt becomes the first UK artist to top the US charts since, wait for it, 1997. Well done, James.
Terrific.
I don't even know what the name of the song is. I didn't do that much research. And one final thing, the UK Department of Trade and Industry is partnering with the Quintic, a science and technology solutions company, and has announced plans to develop the world's first environmentally clean and fast sports car. How about that? It's called the Life Car. And it's going to be powered by a fuel cell that converts hydrogen into electricity. That should be interesting. Watch out for that one. The weather in the UK for the next 5 days, pretty gloomy generally. A little bit of sunshine around 8 degrees centigrade in the daytime, 1 degree centigrade at night. Winds are moderate to poor. And what else we got there? Pollution is low, so is the sun index, which you would expect living in Britain.
Again, I just put notes on the Oscars. Actually, I went to my own private Oscar viewing last night and I saw a film called The Chosen, which, believe it or believe it not, on the credits and in the film, there is some character called The Old Thug. And you know who, Candice? It happened to be the Duke.
Is that right?
It was quite a good film, actually.
Really?
But he's on the credits. I can't believe it.
All right, from all of us here, I'd like to say a very good day, and we'll see you all next week with the Best in British. Goodbye, and God bless you all.
And good night, Britain.